Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Our guest today is the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board of Seychelles Water Filtration, Carl Palmer. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker PTL Television Network. We want to thank you for watching with us today. We have a very exciting program for you, so do not touch that dial, as they used to say. Well, Mondo, now it's don't touch the remote or don't swipe up and go to Instagram. Don't touch that dial. We have a very exciting program for you today. And Mondo, some big things have been happening around the world.
Listen, life is changing rapidly.
That's right.
And if you haven't been watching the news, I hope you're staying tuned with what's happening, because revelation in the news is happening right before our eyes. We are, and I'm talking to a lot of prophets, Ricky, and they're saying we are in alignment with Bible prophecy. We are steps away from being, from seeing the fulfillment of the very words that Jesus talked about in Matthew and Luke and John and Mark.
And I have a question for you. You have been around so many prophets. You've obviously been with Pastor Jim for 26 years now, not only as his son, but as a friend, as a mentee, someone you've got to spend immaculate amounts of time with. Do you think that we are living in the book of Revelation right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Because when you look at the Bible, you have to look at two things, emotion and intention.
Amen.
God is not an emotional God. He's an intentional God dealing with emotional people.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
And sometimes emotional people get dramatic, and we have to go back to the intention of the scriptures. And the intention of the scripture is this. And I love this, because the word of God said a double-minded man is unstable in his ways.
That's right.
Yet God has never been unstable. His prophetic word has never been unstable. His prophetic word is for this time, for this season, because it's intentional for us to understand that the king is coming back, right?
That's
and if the king is coming back, the intention is that we are going to see warfare ramp up like never before. We are going to see prophetic events of like the likeness of artificial intelligence, you know, fast forwarding to where we are right now. But the Bible says that we must be stable in our ways and all things. The Bible says, give thanks to the Lord.
That's right.
But yet watching Bible prophecy in the last 26 years with Dad, we have been watching Bible prophecy unfold. The difference today than it was 20 years ago, Ricky, is that what Dad mentioned years ago was watch the suddenlies.
Yes.
Amen.
And then
that's
after watching the suddenlies, watch the convergence of everything happening all at once at the very same time. We're watching Bible prophecy being unfolded right before our eyes. What do I mean by that, Ricky? It's not a short answer, but I can tell you that when you start watching earthquakes,
that's
volcanoes, famine, just those three alone converging all at once tells you that we are right on track of the intention of Revelation.
Yeah. That's right. You know, and it used to be that you'd have to go and get a book from a bookstore to find Bible prophecy or listen to someone on a cassette. But now we have it readily available at your fingertips. The PTL Television Network, we are dedicated to bringing you prophets uncensored. So you can go to the PTL Television Network. You can get it on your Apple device, on your Android device. You can get it on your Roku, your Amazon Fire Stick. There's so many different ways to watch. My favorite way to watch is on my cell phone.
Yes.
It's super easy. I always go, I'm checking on it, see what new broadcasts have been brought back up. But Mondo, that's the easiest way to know what is currently happening and what are the prophets saying about it?
Absolutely. And listen, the Voice of the Prophets Network is what is a key element, because it's the truth of what we're speaking. And when I talk to your husband, we have a lot of conversations, Maricela, about what's happening right now and what's been happening the last 5-10 years. Just to give you an insight, what we're talking about, 3 years ago, Elon Musk said that the world will change within those 3 years. The last 24 hours, we woke up to the news that I think is sending shockwaves all across the world in the technology that has advanced so rapidly within the last 3 years that is setting us up for what the Bible has talked about, the mark of the beast. A lot of people get emotional about it, but you have to look at it from God's perspective. The intention of this technology ramping up leads us to the end of the world, right? Or the Bible calls it to the end of appointed time. And that time is right now. And what we're watching play out is the words that Jesus, probably, in my opinion, the most important prophecy or prophetic word or exhortation that he ever gave was at the Mount of Olives. When the disciples were there, because the number one question is this. You guys know this. Anytime you talk to dad, which is your friend, Jim Baker, it's not how you're going to develop the conversation. Is, are you going to ask the right question to get the right development of that conversation to play out? And I think the most important question that the disciples asked Jesus was, what will be the signs of your return? What is it going to look like in the last 24 hours? Can I just read you this headline?
Please.
I believe that you're touching a nerve that many people are going to start going into asking those type of questions. But what kind of questions are you going to be asking is going to determine where you're going to get your information from. And if you're going to get your information from a source that is not reliable, you're going to find yourself lost, deceived, and confused.
Very confused.
Just a few hours ago, this was the headline. Rage against the machine. Americans warned Elon Musk to stop creating cyborgs after he revealed the first human has had the Neuralink's brain chip. Elon Musk has left even his most ardent fans terrified after he revealed his tech startup Neuralink has become the first to successfully implant a microchip into a human brain. The device, called telepathy, will enable control of your phone or computer and through them almost any device just by thinking.
Now, I need you to fully understand what Mondo is saying right now. There has been a microchip implanted in someone's brain that will allow them to control objects outside of their mind, like their phone, with just the thought process. So this is truly something that is being tapped into the brain. Now, you have to remember, if something can be taken out of the brain, if thoughts can be removed from the brain and control things, thoughts can be input into the brain. This is no longer sci-fi, and this is no longer conspiracy theory. This is truly happening. These things, these test subjects, are willing and saying, yes, essentially, we would like to become half human and half robotic.
Absolutely. Let me give you more about this, and then you can comment on this, because I believe that this is leading us to where, again, the Bible describes the man behind the veil, right? Antichrist.
That's right.
Listen to this and let me get your opinion, both of you, on this. Because they're going to sell you on the good part of this technology.
Of course.
Jesus said three times the word deception.
Right.
Watch this. The company aims to implant microchips into the brains of paralyzed people and allow them to move their bodies using their thoughts. It comes less than a year after Neuralink got food and the drug and the FDA clearance to operate on humans, a critical milestone for the startup. Wow. What do you make of that?
It shows me that, like you said, they will always position it in a positive light. And that's why the Bible says, be weary. You have to be on guard. You have to make sure you have the full armor of God. You have to make sure that you are prayed up and that you are constantly walking with the Holy Spirit. Because these things will come in and they will position themselves as a positive. Now, Mondo, let's be realistic. Could these things bring apart some good? Yes, absolutely. Someone who maybe has been paralyzed and now they can move again, that is a good thing. We're not saying it's not. But we're saying you have to look a few steps beyond that. What we are seeing is truly, I believe, Mondo, setting up for the beast system. That we can have a chip. We've seen it already where people can get a chip implanted into their hand at their workplace. They can scan a bag of chips and it gets taken out of their paycheck. They're making it easier and easier and more likely that people are going to be willing and accepting. 50 years ago, if you said, hey, we want a microchip in your forehead or a microchip in your hand, they would have said, absolutely not. That is crazy. Why would you even say something like that? But honestly, Mondo, this next generation, they're thinking the convenience is absolutely worth it. I want to do something like that.
The whole key is, and I think they're very close to tapping into what they're calling the bioengineering of human beings.
They want to biohack.
That's meaning right. that if they can hack into your emotions, your ethical ability to decide what's right and wrong, it's what's been missing in this whole puzzle. Yet they're a few steps away from bioengineering a human being where you will have half robot, mm-hmm. half human walking amongst you, making the decisions for you.
That's right.
The difference is the ultimate goal is to create a system that eliminates the God idea in a human being's, yeah. you know,
that's right.
perceptive.
Well, it would make them God. Because eventually they had even said this, that you're going to be able to use Google. You're going to be able to use search engines. So essentially, instead of having to pull out a phone and ask it a question, you'll think the question. It will look up the question. It'll give you the answer. It will give people a major God complex. But Mondo, one thing that really bothers me is the fact that we can continue research like this, but we have people like in Flint, Michigan, and they don't have clean water. How are we pouring so much money into this sector whenever we have people in the United States who are struggling with food insecurity, with yes. water insecurity? How are we willing to continue to pour money into this but not fix the real issues that That's Americans right. have?
Exactly. And I think what we're watching is politics play out.
That's right.
The bureaucracy of what's right and wrong is decided in the hands of men with evil intentions. The Bible talks about that the heart is a very deceptive organ in our body and the emotion. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he.
That's right.
If the emotion and the right thing to do is to fix the problem in Michigan, right. yet why do we continue to send billions of dollars to Ukraine?
That's right.
Yet we can't send one dime to Michigan
That's right,
to fix this problem.
Absolutely.
It all goes back to what we've always talked about. Men's heart are filled with evil if they don't have God.
That's right.
Yet we have thousands, if not millions of people in Michigan being affected by something that could be fixed, but it brings it back to the problem that we're seeing in what many are calling, we're one step away from civil war because of the border situation. We don't have the common sense people that can fix the problem there. The same thing about having common sense and having the problem fixed in Flint, Michigan for the water supply.
That's right.
And on today's program, you talked about earlier that our water system is in trouble.
It absolutely is.
Yet God has given the ability for people like Carl Palmer in this program here to have the solution for a lot of this problem, but the element that is key is God.
That's right. Absolutely. We have to be a godly nation first. We need to elect people in our school boards. We need to elect people in our government, our representatives, senators, congressmen, and congresswomen. We need them to be God-fearing individuals. And if that's you, please go out and run, and you will rally the support of believers around you. Now, I want to show you something that is absolutely baffling. And our guest today, we're going to talk about him right after this, but I need you to watch this because this is happening here in the United States of America.
Tiny disruptors to our bodies, maybe in the water we drink because of what the water is in, plastic.
I mean, whether we see it or not, it's out there.
Columbia and Rutgers University researchers say they tested three popular brands of bottled water sold in the United States. They found, using laser technology, the average liter of a bottle of water has nearly 250,000 invisible nanoplastics. The study's lead author says that is 10 to 100 times more than previously believed.
I myself, as a scientist, I would want more data in terms of the toxicology study to actually know that how harmful it would be to my own body.
Jan said nanoplastics are believed to be more toxic since their smaller size makes them easier to get into our bloodstream and reach our vital organs. Dr. Kimberly Petrick from Kaiser in Santa Monica reiterated the important distinction.
Because they're so teeny, they might migrate through tissues of our digestive tract, lungs, and into our bloodstream.
Doctors say these plastics are estrogenics. They are omnipotent and potentially harmful.
Long term, it may contribute to diabetes, obesity, cancer, and fertility problems. But again, this has been shown in animal studies, not necessarily in humans quite yet, but it has been shown to be present in our cells. So we know that it's there. We just don't know what harm it is doing to us.
Today we have Carl Palmer. He's the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board at Seychelles. He pioneered the development of reverse osmosis for home use. Carl Palmer, you just watched this along with us. What do you think about this?
That's frightening. Now, I happen to have that article in front of me that's talking about exactly what you're showing. I had no idea you were going to show that, but I think that's fantastic. If you read this, it's even more alarming to see what's going on. It's a big deal. And so what we try to do is, through our vast amounts of study and research on it, we try to figure out what the problem's going to be. We've known about this situation in the bottled water industry, I'm going to say, for 20 years at least. And we've been studying the concepts of the contamination that's in bottled water, and that's basically been our, we were trying to eliminate the problem, not eliminating bottled water, but eliminate the concern of the cost of it, and also the effects of it, and also the ability of it for it to remove all the contaminants that we think are necessary to remove from our drinking water.
Now, we've been seeing a lot of national news. There's contaminants in our water, and we've seen news articles about lead in our tap water. Now, what's the latest on the lead crisis here in America?
Well, it changes every day. An article came out today. Boom. And basically, just the headlines. I won't bother with the rest. But beyond Flint, excessive lead levels found in almost 2,000 systems across the 50 states. That's just boom. That's just today. It's happening everywhere. And they're trying to ban, basically, the bottled water exposure, they're finding these contaminants in the schools and the different areas of different products that are being sold and also marketed and rented across the country. So I'm of the attitude that that we need to do a bigger or better job, maybe not improving the product, but maybe improving our ability to be able to reach the public. That, and we fortunately have your association to help us do that.
Amen. You just brought a great point up. There's lead in school drinking water. We actually have a news report about that. I want you to watch this.
Getting a sip of water in between classes wasn't something students in the Jersey City Public Schools District could do easily until recently. This is what their water fountains used to look like because of lead contamination.
My commitment as the superintendent is that our children have drinkable water.
The school district is using $10 million in federal and state funding to replace all the lead pipes in the district.
The last phase, there's about 14 buildings left.
The issue of lead in drinking water is a problem for many schools in our area because of old water fountains and the school buildings themselves, many that were built with lead pipes in the 19th and early 20th centuries.
When you have old buildings, you have old plumbing. You're going to have lead.
Lead is particularly harmful to children. Even low levels of exposure have been linked to learning disabilities, stunting of physical growth, and damage to the nervous system. We reviewed the testing data in New Jersey and found that nearly 60% of schools in the state issued notices to their school communities last school year that lead had been found in drinking water. In our viewing area, the Toms River School District had the highest number of outlets, 56, test beyond the EPA's acceptable limit for lead. The superintendent told Eyewitness News that some of the water outlets were not used for drinking, and if they were used for drinking, they were shut off as a result of the testing results. The school district says filtered water fountains have been installed in every building. In New York, we found in our coverage area that the Yonkers School District had the highest number of water outlets test beyond the accepted level of lead. The superintendent told us the district has fixed or taken out of service all 356 outlets which contained high levels of lead and has installed 224 new water bottle filling stations.
So, Carl, what are the health effects of drinking lead contaminated water?
Well, Flint, Michigan, you know, you're just talking about it. Well, when we prepare to meet with you today and to share our thoughts and your questions and different ideas about drinking water and products and issues across the United States and around the world, for that matter, we dig into the vast amount of information that we've got. And I don't mind showing you this because this, is, I think, is invaluable to you as it is for us to see, but for our research. Here's just one little album of information. If you may see it, it's pretty thick. Lead in our drinking water, background documents for the development of WHO guidelines the drinking water quality in this United States. That's just one.
Wow.
Look at this. Number two. Now, I spent my last week trying to go through this information. This is a vast amount of information, as you may see. Look at this. Not just one. This is volume one, and this is volume two. Things are going on, but people aren't looking into them to find out what the real problem is and to do something about it. As a result of these three books, this book was come out. It said Lead and Contamination Control Act. And is it happening? It's trying to happen, but they don't seem to be able to do it. The one study explains what they've done. This booklet right here, it said The Dirty Little Secret About Our Drinking Water. So you see that people are trying to get everybody's attention, but I'm saying they're not getting the attention.
Wow.
You know, that's why we spend most of our time working with you and the people across the country, with other people. You are what you drink. And this happens to be a different contaminant. Today we're talking primarily about lead, and so that's why we have our own booklet of lead that we produce, okay? And as a result of that, one last thing. Flint Water Advisory Task Force final report. Look at this. That thick. Here's the report. Now, these cost many, 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 many hundreds of thousands of dollars to put together. The research, the development, and some of these issues don't do a bit of good. They don't reach the public, and the public doesn't reach a product that has the ability to remove the contaminants that they're talking about. Primarily right now happens to be lead in our conversation today. A month ago, we met here before talking about PFOA. That happens to be in the blood of over 200 million people. They say lead now is in over 100 million people's bloodstream in the United States.
So how long has Seychelles been making a filter that addresses the removal of lead?
26 years.
Wow. 26
That's
years.
That's incredible.
All the research, all the development.
That's right.
So I'm going to ask this question right here. As people see, I'm holding our Extreme water bottle. Carl Palmo, does this remove lead from your water?
I'd say positively.
Absolutely.
No question.
No question about it.
Let me show you why I say that. When we do testing or anything like that, we're exposed to laboratories across the country. You know? Now, I'm going to show you two pieces. A laboratory report. Oh, this button on thing. Laboratory report. This is one. But this is two. This is the certificate of accreditation. This is telling us that we have the ability and a certification to be able to test under their guidance. And if you don't have their guidance, they'll shut you down. This is a test, a variance of test. I hope you can see this.
Yes.
But you may notice, on this test, it says Owner's Test Laboratories. There's 30 different tests right here showing product laboratories that have tested our product around the United States and subsequently around the world. International, Hong Kong, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, Nepal, Korea, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, et cetera, et cetera. There's tons of them in the international market. We've traveled across country. We spent 3 years in China alone just to try to figure out their problem. But this is where we've done our due diligence. So we can certify that. Now, so how in different offers of that, here's what happens behind it. Even something a little bit better and a little bit stronger maybe. Can you see this? I hope. How about this? Better?
Yes.
Can you see this?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, maybe let me just highlight it for you. It's the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, Drinking Water Quality Laboratory. Okay. And it tells you what they're going to test, et cetera. They bring up right here, my finger in, lead and copper, right? Can you see
right.
that? Hopefully.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's move it up a little bit higher and see what the results were. Results say non-detectable. So that means they've done their due diligence. They've tested the product and the Michigan program, and they show using our product, we removed 100% totally non-detectable lead when it comes to our bottle filter system or our pitcher or whatever it might be. So that's imperative that we do that. So we've done it 31 different laboratories, and subsequently with major municipalities, we've also done it, okay? So answer your question, right?
Yes, that's yeah, right. That's so incredible. What would you say to somebody who would say, well, you know, do I really need to get a Seychelles water bottle? I have a filter on my refrigerator water.
You don't really want my slide answer to that. They throw me off the stage.
So we're saying that a refrigerator filter will not do even a little bit of what this filter is going to do.
Well, let me tell you, before they do it, before I answer that, I'd like to see the certification of the testing that they have used. That's important to me.
Yes.
Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. But here is just a little bit of what we do. You see this stack of paper? There's about, I'd say, 50 different tests. There's one test alone. County of Los Angeles, Department of Agriculture, Culture, and Weights and Measures, Environmental Toxicology Laboratory. 31 different tests we've got with just them alone. Then we jump into different areas of the world, which take us to lead testing done in foreign countries. There's Hong Kong, Vietnam, Korea, and Indonesia, everywhere. So everywhere we've gone, we try to help the people change the quality of their life simply by changing the quality of their drinking water. It's that easy. Amen. And it's not a big investment. You know, you can present the numbers on that. So we know that we've done our job. Lead is just one thing. Last time we got together, we talked a great deal, in fact, totally, on PFOA, which no one had ever even heard of. So, and when we have our test that we presented to you at that time, we showed we brought the product contaminant reduction level down to one part per trillion.
Wow.
Not million, not billion, trillion. One part per trillion. That's 1 ounce of grain of salt in an Olympic-sized pool. That's how minute that is. So, yes, we've done our job. It's important for you and for us to continue to make our effort to meet and greet humankind. To say, hey, we've got a way to solve your problem. Just come on down here and open that door over there and walk right in and buy one of these.
And we are passionate about clean water. We love clean water. We have grown up with Seychelles filters all around us, and we have appreciated the fact that we can go anywhere on the go and be in our homes and know we are drinking the best of the best water. Now, there are people in the United States of America who do not have that luxury, specifically in Flint, Michigan. Now, Carl, can you tell us what you know about the lead crisis there in Flint, Michigan, and how are the people there affected by this?
Well, yes, I can. I don't spend my time doing that kind of thing, but I can tell you, to work up to that answer, I want to show you a company overview, okay?
Please.
So we're happy to send these out to people if they want them or anything, but we don't use it as an advertising piece. But on the back side of this, importantly, you see, can you see that a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. I'll read it to you real quickly. It basically says, the following contaminants are now exposed in our drinking water supply to the people across the country. And I'm going to go through them awfully fast, but I know I talk too fast anyway. Everybody warns me, don't talk so darn fast, Carl. No, I can't help it.
Can't help it.
I just talk fast.
That's right.
That's my problem. And it says, but anyway, it has 9 different contaminants that are commonplace right now. In your home, my home, every place, almost certainly in the country, it says the contaminant. The first one they now announce is lead, and they tell you what the contaminant is, who was exposed in the United States, and how many people. The tested results, the results of percentage removal after they've tested, and then they tell you about the health concern. So I want to wing through this because I think you need to hear it. I don't know if you ever heard, but the first one is lead. The exposure, 100 million people. Tested results rating 98.9%. You saw the results of 31 different tests right there. They say 98.9%. Okay? And it says a health concern, possible brain and organ damage. The next one was arsenic. Arsenic is heavy in California. 140 million people exposed to arsenic. We remove 94%. And the potential health concern, it says in the corner here, is possible cancer and death. Next one, PFOA. We all know what that shows. 200 million people, we announced and show the testing that we did the last time we got together. And it had shows 100% removal and cancer and reproductive damages across the country. Chromium 6, maybe you saw the movie Erin Brockovich. You remember that? Nobody talked too much about removal rate, and nobody really said any darn thing about how did you get rid of the chromium 6? I never heard it. I heard they tried to do it, but in the area that they're in now, which is only about 50 miles north of us here, they still have the problem. But the chromium 6 here was in over 200 million people. We removed 96.7%. The possible health effect was kidney damage and liver cancer. Radiation, you heard what happened after Japan. Tons of radiation was flooded into the country. Tons and tons of it. There's over 170 million people exposed to radiation at the time. What's our percent tested reduction rate? It says 100%. Tested by Oxford Laboratory just north of here and tested the product numerously time. Okay, and it had from it had cancer in various organs. Then fluoride, chlorine, benzene, 50 million people. Our reduction ratio is 99.6, and a possible health effect is cancer. So that's just what our studies showed. Now,
the people in Flint, Michigan, were trying to assess what is really happening there in Flint, Michigan. How are they affected by this?
Oh, God, Lillian. I'd be a doom and gloom guy if I told you what my opinion is and what my things and what we find out. We know there's a problem, and they know there's a problem. They know they haven't been able to solve it. And all they have to do is just pick up the phone, call you, us, and say, what can we do to get rid of this lead in water? Or how about chromium 6? Chromium 6 is not even noted in the country. Nobody knows about chromium 6. The movie was about it. Erin Brockovich, you saw the movie. It's a great movie. I have a picture with her and I together having a conversation about this because that was her concern too. And she's continued to make an effort going across country, disposing that problem to people. But of course, being now PFOA, try to find PFOA someplace. It's almost in everything there is in this country, PFOA. And what can we do about it? Simple. You buy one of these products. You just drink. Guess what? You just fill this bottle up like that. And all you do, not have to put anything in, is a filter in there. You just drink out of it.
Wow. Now, Mondo, you've been researching this Flint, Michigan situation intensely over the last 9 years. Can you believe it's already almost been a decade since this problem started?
Yeah. You know, I was just looking at a news report, and they said within the last 10 years, they have been trying to remove the old lead pipes in the water system there. Yet the bureaucracy of making these changes is holding up the line.
Wow.
Yet people are still dying. People are still trying to even think that in America, a first world nation dealing with the third world problem.
That's right.
In the heart of America is insane. Yet when I'm looking at the reports, this is issues that everyone is asking how come no one is paying more attention to. Mm-hmm. Outside of Carl Palmer, of course.
Yes.
But when you look at what we're watching play out, listen, when you research water just on one section about lead, you're going to receive over 152,000 news reports and articles dealing with lead in water from New York all the way to California, yes, all the way to the Midwest of the United States. Yet no one's marching against this.
Yes.
But yet we want to march, and I don't mean to get on my soap opera here, but everyone's marching against Israel. Everyone's marching against this issue and that issue. Yet the very issue that is killing us is right before our eyes, and no one is raising their hands about it.
That's right.
The public is not raising their hands about it. Yet our culture has the priorities backwards, because here you got a man with Carl Palmer that has a passion to have clean water for your children.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with Carl the other day and said, why is it that I have more passion for your kids than you do for your own kids?
Wow.
That reflected on me that why are we not paying more attention? Why are we not doing something about it? Why are we not marching against this issue about water if we know the reports are telling us, almost, Ricky, almost every report is saying this. This is not my opinion, so don't get on me about this. But this Daily Mail put out a report about the PFAs in the drinking water, and this is what it says, including birth effects and elevated cancer risk.
Wow.
Why aren't we saying something about this? And if you wonder why a lot of children are dealing with a lot of issues and their health problems, yet you fight against us, you know, providing a solution for you. If I was you, what we're talking, call the number on your screen, 1-888-988-1588. Try it for yourself and see the difference of the fatigue in your body,
yes,
the crankiness in your body, and whatever you're dealing with. Understand that if what we're drinking is killing
That's
us,
right,
why aren't we doing something about it? Because here I got report after report, like just like Carl, maybe not as intense as Carl, but I can tell you that, look at this one. CDC report estimated that 97% of Americans have PFAS in their blood.
Wow. And that's a reason that we have been on the mission we have been on, to provide clean water for you and for your family, and to provide clean water for those around you. It's because we understand that in order to truly prepare for the end days, which this ministry is a forerunner in this area, we want to ensure you are prepared mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. But a part of that physical preparation, Nana, is to ensure that you're drinking the
yes.
clean water,
yes.
that you're not contaminating your body with lead. You're not contaminating your body with all of these things, these microplastics. So that's why we do what we do. That's why we have the bottles.
That's, right.
that's why we have our radical bottle, the one that you can truly put this. I mean, I've seen this used as, disclaimer, don't do this, but I've seen Pastor Jim Baker himself take this down to the Mississippi River, dip it in there and drink out of it, and he is still alive and doing well today. And we also have a bottle that brings yes. our water up to a 9.5
pH. There's so many different options here, and I want to encourage you, even as we are learning today, because Carl, and I do have to just say this, even as I sat here and I listened to Carl, he's showing you, this is a man who has spent decades of his life committed on your behalf, on my behalf, to learn, to study, to test, to invent products that would help you,
yes.
that we could make it not only, and you know, I look at it as we are students who have sat under Carl Palmer's teaching. He's been here for many years partnering with this ministry to help you. As you have been watching, many have ordered, you've ordered the product.
That's right.
You've used it every single day. But what I love is not only did he invent and create this technology, but also what he did is he made it affordable.
He really made it
affordable that every person would have the ability to have clean drinking water, have accessibility to it. And that's why we bring Carl Palmer. And that's why he is here on this platform, to give you the opportunity to have access.
That's
because
right.
that's what we bring. And I want to say here, as Ricky, if I can, this
oh,
is,
yeah.
you know, this is Pastor Jim. If you know Jim Baker, this is the Jim Baker bottle right here. Jim Baker, this is the Radical Advanced Extreme Water Bottle. This is on the go. This bottle, this invention, filters up to 150 gallons of water on the go, wherever it is that you may be. But if I can just speak a little bit to what does this bottle do? The reason why we're so passionate, because as you're hearing about the contaminants, as you're hearing from Carl on what is truly behind the scenes that's taking place in our drinking water, here are a few elements that you have to understand about the invention and the witty invention that God gave him
Amen.
To create this for you and I. And this bottle is non-BPA, which is huge. You know,
that's
of course,
amazing.
We know that it filters up to 150 gallons of water. But when we go and we start looking at what is it going to help filter? Why is this important? Why does this matter? Why should this matter to you? This bottle is going to filter the aesthetics. That's the contaminants. That's the unpleasant taste that might be in your water. That's the odor that could be in your water. The chlorination mm-hmm. that we know is another rampant. Each one of these topics, we could spend days. I know, Carl, you're watching, and he has studies and so much information on just every single contaminant that he has been able to discover on his journey. But of course, I look at this right now, the chemical contaminants. That's a PFOA that it's helping to remove. That's a PFOS. All of these are topics that you and I are now hearing every day on the news. We're listening to it. We're hearing about the crisis. And this bottle filters these items.
That's right.
I'm going to go through here, inorganic contaminants, and I can't list them all, but it's heavy metals. It's lead, as we've been discussing. It's the copper, the chromium-6, the nitrates. There's so many different items that in one filter, we have access. You and I, as you're watching right now, I encourage you, go to our website. You can go to the website, jimbakershow.com. And what Carl has done and his team has done is there are different bottles and filters and pitchers to meet your needs, to meet every need that you might have so that you can use it at home. You can use it on the go. You can enjoy it. You can even the simple things of the colors and the styles, they have thought through it because that's how important it is for you to drink good and clean, healthy water. And so I want to encourage you right now as you're watching, go to our website, jimbakershow.com, click on the Say Shout affiliate link and order the product. Don't wait. Don't wait any longer. The product is there. The answers are here.
That's right.
And you can also call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. But I urge you, don't wait. We have to be prepared. If Pastor Jim was sitting here right now, you know that he would be telling you
That's
now,
right.
time.
He'd be
it's
drinking
now.
Out of his.
We don't have
That's
time
right.
to wait.
Yeah. You know, when you don't. Equal, you said 150 gallons.
Yes.
That equals, if my math serves right, 757 water bottles.
That's right. Yes.
Yes.
We've
then,
shown it, Mondo.
We've stacked
yes.
it here. I mean, a huge pyramid of water
but
bottles.
But I want you to do the math at your home because how much is a water bottle? The average is about a dollar plus.
Yeah, $1.50, yeah.
Right? So you're going to be spending over $1,000 just on water bottles that you don't know where that water is coming
That's
from.
That's right.
And microplastics.
Listen,
right.
I had to prove to Mateo because we live in the Show Me State, and I was
That's
sharing
right.
this with Carl on the phone the other day because they didn't believe me. That this product here also alkalines the water
yes.
with
you
pH.
You took my tester home.
I took your tester
That's
home.
That's right.
It's about a $400 tester, by the way.
That's right.
And I want you to know, I said, I want you to bring water from your school, and I'm going to test the water with Seisho. And I said, I'm going to show you the difference. And then show me your favorite water that you drink, you know, from the
yeah.
store that quote unquote says it's alkaline.
Yes.
That's right.
I proved to him that the Seychelles water has a 9.5 consistency of pH levels. The rest of them were so acidic
yeah.
that he couldn't believe it. Mm. But I'm telling you, most people don't realize that the water that you're drinking is actually harming you instead of helping you.
Yeah.
No wonder we're seeing more people, I believe, my opinion, this is not facts, my opinion, that we're seeing more people dealing with dehydration
yeah.
because
yes.
of what's in the water that is not pure, clean water. Why wouldn't you do that for yourself? Why wouldn't you help yourself? When I look at the numbers, 757 bottles at a dollar plus a piece, you're going to spend over $1,000 just on water bottles, you know, for a month if you're drinking
right.
a lot of water. Here, 150 gallons is guaranteed. Not only is going to give you a good taste. I'm looking at my notes here. Unpleasant taste is going to take out that odors, mm-hmm. the cloudiness, the silt, and the chlorine.
That's
and
right.
believe me, my kids' water in school is so filled with chlorine.
Oh yeah.
I can't even stand the smell when they
right.
open up their bottles. But I'm telling you, when you look at the chromium 6, the copper, arsenic, the nitrates, the fluoride, the lead, the mercury, this is all contaminants that this filter removes, Ricky, wouldn't you want Jacqueline to drink this type
absolutely.
Of water?
We use Seychelles water pitchers in our home for absolutely everything. We fill up our coffee machine with Seychelles water pitchers. We fill up our kids' water bottle with that. Why? Because it's good to know what you're putting into your children's bodies. If they're going to eat the food and they're going to drink the water at your home, you want to know what they have. And there's a popular brand out there. I won't say what it is, but you can get one cup for roughly actually it's a little bit more expensive than our Seychelles water bottle. And the study just came out, Nana, that it has lead in it, that it leaks lead.
Wow.
This water bottle that people are getting for a hefty price. When you can go and you can get something like this, which by the way, you can get a replacement
yes.
filter for. So you get this bottle and this can last you a lifetime. I know Pastor Jim's bottle, you can't even say that it says Seychelles on it anymore. He has held it so much. He's had it for
right.
so long. We keep changing the filter out on it because he loves his water bottle. But that's the beauty and the benefit of this. We want to ensure you and your home have the ability to have truly clean water, truly alkaline water. Because, Mondo, we are primarily water beings.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're bringing in clean water.
One last thought. 75% of the water we consume is away from home.
Yes.
Do you realize that? 75%. Carl Palmer brought this information to us. I couldn't believe it, but yet, Ricky, is the truth. That 75%, yet the quality of water that we're drinking, I believe the Carl Palmer and Seychelles water filtration system has changed the way we consume water in our families.
That's right. And that's why we're so passionate about it. And that's why you can go to thejimbakershow.com, go to our shop affiliates page, click that Seychelles link, and you can see that entire catalog. Or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588 to see all of that. Now, Carl, I have a question for you. Do you believe that God truly gave you the design for the Seychelles water filtration?
Of course, I believe that. But he's behind. Guess what? You remember, I invented home reverse osmosis.
That's right, you did.
55 years ago. You know, I'm 90 years old, folks.
Wow. And you look good for 90,
I've been doing
this
a long time. But I positively believe that any benefit I can get from the Lord above, I'm going to ask him for it.
Amen.
We've been doing this quite a while. We've shipped over 15 million of those bottles that you're holding up around the world to people all over the world and benefited their lives. I can give you different situations. You've seen the picture with the boy in the bubble, how we changed his life. We've seen all the kids in China that were dying that we've been able to change their lives. I could go on and on and on with things like that. But, you know, all we're trying to do, though, is to be honest with you, is to continue to develop products that have the ability to change these things. And it's that where you've been talking about Flint, Michigan. I'm holding these here in my hand only because I was going to have to read all these things to you. But I'm not going to do it now because you've covered it pretty well. But let me just hit a couple points, if I may.
Please.
Flint, Michigan could be already happening to 4 million people, 4 million Americans in Flint, Michigan. More than 120 million interviews where individuals have discovered they've been drinking water that is either tainted with lead or untested. About 100,000 Americans are drinking water from utilities that are aware of high lead volume, but are delayed to proper treating and proper safe tasting. Hundreds of small utilities have been getting away with documented history providing lead-tainted water purification regulators oversight. Centers for Disease Control says heavy duty, heavy in line. There is no safe level of lead exposure. There's no safe level, particularly in children exposed to lead that can be affected. It'll affect their IQ and their achievement values of different sorts. In rural areas, you might have nitrates, pesticides, and other contaminants that may affect you. Now, these are different articles. You've got a bunch of them. I've got tons of them, you know, and we could bore the life out of you. The next Flint could already, it says at the top of it, the next Flint could already be happening for your 4 million people. Or you commented about something similar to this, but this one says early results from 1,974 Flint children exposed to lead during water crisis show 80% of them will require special education services. I'm glad that's not my child. Flint had water crisis caused increased fatal deaths, lower fertility rates by a huge ratio. So these things are not, people don't stand around and just write these things just for fun of it. You know, these are necessary for people to read and do something about, okay? We've listed the different contaminants that we have with it. You've seen this one, maybe. Help. Lead. What's it say on there? The silent killer.
The silent killer.
How about that? We didn't write that.
That's wow. Right. And, you know, you were talking about the inventions in which you have. Seychelles has actually released something that is exciting. It's a new product, and it is your hollow fiber straw, which I'm holding right here. Now, can you tell us about this product and how it works?
Do you have the picture of it by chance?
That's right.
Right there?
Yep, I have it in my hand. That's right.
Maybe? How am I doing?
Perfect.
Okay,
see it?
Perfect.
Okay, one important thing I'm going to show you. A lot of people look, they say, well, that's pretty, and that's got a nice strap around it. You can carry it around it. It looks good, and it tastes good. What's it for? Advanced hollow fiber ultrafiltration technology, independently tested to remove dangerous contaminants found in natural freshwater sources. Not seawater, but here it says removes bacteria, removes parasites, removes down to a pore size of 0.1, and filter life is 1,320 gallons. But this gives a reduction ratio right there. You can see it, 99.9999. And it's removing E. coli, Vibra cholera, Salmonella, Pterygina, Cryptosporidium. I could go on for a long time, but that's phenomenal. For do you get that kind of performance out of this little product? But and to be able to drink 1,000 gallons through it safely, that's imperative that you know. Now, I didn't tell you everything. The price is hardly anything on this product. I mean, for you to retail it, so that's necessary. But if you were to multiply that time, how could we come up with that number? 1,000 gallons times what do you sell for? 30-40 bucks? What about, I don't want to sell for even.
And, you know, this is something that you would want to put in your grab-and-go bag. This is something that you'd want to have for an emergency situation. This is a very lightweight solution. I mean, Marcel, this is ounces.
I know,
I'm holding
it
around my neck right now, which I absolutely love. Because if you're in a situation, which I have been in the military many, many times, where I am needing to get water from a fresh water source, I'm having to bend over, I'm having to get down, I'm having to fill my cup, whatever it is that I'm doing, this is great that I don't have the ability to drop it. I can put it on my neck. I'm telling you, if you're an avid camper or if you are a prepper preparing for hard times, this is absolutely something you need to have in your grab and go bag. I love that it's ounces. I mean, this thing filters 1,000 plus gallons of water safely, so you can know for a fact that you're drinking clean water. Mono, can you believe, apart from his inventions that he's created something even better.
Listen, that's 5,050 water bottles.
Wow, that's incredible.
Do you understand that number? Again, when you stop and think about, that's over $5,000 you're going to be spending on water bottles.
I feel how light that is.
This right here is the key. Wherever you go, whatever. Listen, you can't trust the problem that people are facing when you go to restaurants. You maybe don't have to worry about the water yet, but you have to worry about that ice. That E. coli in that ice is one of the number one killers of people. Again, but you don't think about it because you're always on the go. But until you start caring about what type of water you're drinking, the light bulb would never go.
And I read a report that it's actually when you are out to eat, it is safer. And this is sad, but it is safer to drink soda than it is to drink water at a restaurant.
Don't tell that to Carl. He don't like soda pop.
That's right. But can you believe that, Carl, that we live in the United States of America where they are saying that it is safer to go out and drink a pop beverage than it is to drink water?
Well, you know what? I hate to give you the information, but I'm the bad guy telling you bad, worse things. Because I know I'm a great disbeliever in any soft drink. And what I do, I carry documentation to verify it. Because that kind of thing is hard for people to believe. They can't believe that if you drink a cola, I have to call it, a cola of some nature, that has and that you do not do anything to elute that from your body, that you could die from it. I guess that's hard to believe. You know, and so, but we have the document and we only refer to things that are certified or guaranteed that somebody has gone to the research and the development and the testing for, or we don't say it. You can't get me to say anything like that. You know, they put me in jail or something, who knows, or sue me or something, but we don't have to do that because the public is doing it for us. But guess what? The people of the public, people are still drinking tons and tons and tons of soft drinks. You know, no child ever should have a soft drink in their lifetime. Never. You know, you certainly don't see it around this facility. Not at all. No soft drinks.
Not around the Seychelles household.
Or cigars or cigarettes, whichever you want.
Now I have a question. What is the hollow fiber straw tested and certified to remove?
Okay. Well, I just showed you the document. The document says, bacteria removes bacteria at 99.9999.
Wow.
That's incredible. Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Wow.
That's this what I'm holding in my hands right here.
Yeah, right. E. coli. Here's the picture of it right there. Boom, boom, boom. Here's the test right there. You see them. Okay. Here's the next one. Salmonella, typhoid fever and virus. Vibra cholera. 99.99, all of them have six log, they call that, but 99.9999. Then it drops down to Regia terrigena. It's another major contaminant, okay? Then it drops from there down to parasites. Here's Giardia and Cryptosporidium. You read about them on hiking trips and all kinds of stuff. It removes this 99.9999. It's phenomenal. And the membrane size of this membrane right here, and I'm going to hold it in my hand, is 0.1. That's minute. Bacteria is 2 points, you know? So this is what goes inside this product.
And that's this filter right here.
Pretty simple. Look at this. You simply take this out and take the filter and just drop it.
Did it right there with you.
That's it. put the lid back on and tighten it down. That's all. And after you tighten it, it's not going to leak all over you. You simply turn that mouthpiece so you can get in your mouth. That's easy. Then you take the little top, slide it over the top. Now it's not going to leak out of either end. You can put it around your neck. You can drink 1,000 gallons through that little thing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Pretty amazing.
And we have this available for you at the JimBakerShow.com, yes, our Seychelles affiliate page, or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588. And you can see really a whole catalog of Seychelles products for, yes, you and your home. This is just one of the exciting new products that we have to offer for you. This is wonderful. I mean, this thing is the real deal. 1,000 plus, yes, gallons of water out of this right here.
Yes, that's right, Ricky. And remember, when you go to the website, you can see all the pictures. So for instance, there's different pitchers, there's water bottles on the go, there's straws, there's the Supreme Pup is available there as well. But here's what I have to say, because guess what? You've been calling us. I've been taking the calls here at Morningside. And so many of you, the last time Carl was here, you got the product and you said, the product, I don't know how to use it. It's not filtering my water. Well, I have to tell you really quickly, listen, it's so important that when you get your product, there are stickers at the bottom. So it says, hey, remove the yellow sticker off the filter so the water can be filtered through. Also,
this one right here. Yep. That's all you have to do is take off the red end right there. And yes, there is a pull tab. You'll want to ensure you take this little tiny, yes, piece off. That'll make sure that you can use the product effectively. Make
but
sure
listen,
the water can
here's
go
what I love, Ricky. And this, if Pastor Jim was sitting here, he would say, go to your closet and get your products out and start to use them.
That's right.
Don't put them away like we all do. We order things and we just set it aside. No, this could be life-saving for you and for your health. Do you know that every organ in our body needs water, good, clean water to function?
That's right.
That gives us energy, that gives us life. Jesus says he is the life. He is the life. He is the healing water. And so as you are ordering your Seychelles water filtration, remember you can also call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-988-1588. That's our toll-free, amen, number here. We're here to help you to order the best products for you.
That's right. And the most important thing we do here at the Jim Baker Show, yes, we prepare you physically, yes, but preparing spiritually is absolutely vastly more important, and we,
amen,
understand that here. Mondo, there's a message of hope for someone out there today.
Absolutely. The message is Jesus loves you. Don't,
amen,
give up.
Amen.
Pray this prayer. Father, forgive me of my sins.
Amen.
Father, change my heart. I want to make things right with you. Lord, let me start clean this new year, not only with my drinking water, but with my spiritual,
amen,
life.
Amen.
Lord, forgive me of my sins. And Lord, let me start a new thing in my life. That is to read the scriptures, pray with you,
yes,
and know that everything's going to be okay. Listen, Jesus loves you. It's going to be okay.
We want you to remember that God loves you. He really does.
Yes.
We'll be back with Carl Palmer,
amen,
for day two tomorrow.
Woo.
Make sure to stay tuned. Carl, we love you. Thank you. And we'll be back with more exciting,
yes,
news.
Join Jim and Lori Baker every day as they welcome anointed teachers.
Remember that God loves you. He really does.
And the most dynamic personalities from around the world as we share grace and restoration.
Power over the gods. You know, the Bible says, who is like you, O Lord, among
you? You never know who's going to be on The Jim Baker Show.